There was a time when Padre Pio dreaded nightfall, knowing that in the solitude of his cell, demons would come to torment him. But in today's video, we uncover a remarkable twist. The tables have turned. Now it's Padre Pio whose very presence strikes fear into demons. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you will enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. For today's story, I have something a bit different. I'm sure we have all heard about Padre Pio's encounters with demons. If by any chance you haven't, I've provided some links to previous videos in the description below. In short, demons didn't just tempt Padre Pio, they tormented him in brutal ways. In their effort to make Padre Pio sin and lose trust in God, the demons would instill horrific images in his mind, wake him up at night, and even cause him physical pain through beatings and dragging him across the floor. Sounds like something out of a horror movie, right? Well, many, even those previously skeptical about it, testified to the cruel demonic torments happening to Padre Pio. But today's story isn't about demons tormenting Padre Pio. Rather, it's about Padre Pio's presence causing torment to demons. You see, an exorcist testified that during exorcisms, he invokes Padre Pio's intercession, asking Padre Pio to assist him, and the demons would then confirm Padre Pio's presence, which caused him tremendous horror. The exorcist I'm referring to is Father Piero Catalano, who shared his experiences with journalist Antonio Crispino for the Italian news website Corriere della Sera in 2017. Now, Father Catalano was ordained a priest on December 8, 1988, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Since then, he has served as the parish priest of several parishes in southern Italy. He prepared for 18 years to carry out the ministry of exorcism. And that's how he became the spiritual son of Father Gabriele Morth, the late Italian priest considered one of the world's greatest exorcists and Padre Pio's spiritual son. Under Father Amorth's mentorship, Father Catalano was officially appointed as an exorcist a decade ago, after extensive training. In the interview, Father Catalano shared that he keeps many relics of saints, which he uses during exorcisms. However, another weapon he uses against the devil, which he finds particularly powerful, is the name of Saint Pio of Pretelcina. When asked if he invokes the assistance of any specific saint? Father Catalano answered, the saint I invoke most frequently. Let's see, I have a special affection for Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, who often makes his presence felt during exorcisms. Father Catalano goes on to share that it is not only he who feels Padre Pio's presence during exorcisms, but the demons also sense his holy presence. He says that the possessed persons start exhibiting signs of fear and make statements such as, the man with the beard is here. When Father Catalano inquires, and by any chance, is he called Saint Pio of Pietrelcina? The possessed person immediately replies, no, he is called Francesco Forgione. This, of course, is the name Padre Pio received from his parents. Father Catalano adds, the devil is afraid to even mention Padre Pio. But why would demons fear Padre Pio so much? Well, the answer is actually quite simple. In Father Catalano's own words, with the help of God, Padre Pio, this humble Capuchin friar, defeated Satan, and for this reason, the devil hated and feared him. In fact, he now fears him even more. Concluding the interview, Father Catalano reaffirmed what many saints, including Padre Pio, have said. No one is exempt from the most common demonic activity, temptation. He shared, the devil does everything possible to tempt us exorcists too. Once, the devil asked me, how much do you want to come over to my side? I laughed because I made a choice for poverty. I don't even have money to pay for my funeral, and I share everything with the poor. And the devil replied, if I could, I would kill you right now. I responded, but you can't, because I belong to Jesus. And with that in mind, we conclude today's story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.